Like, you don't know me, but you probably recognize me. I saw you staring at me downstairs at the bar, and it was getting me sort of hot. So when you left the bar, I sort of followed you up here to your room. I know it's really silly of me to do, you being a stranger and everything, but you know, when I start getting hot, I just can't help myself. Can I come in? What? Prostitute? No, don't be silly. I just like sex. You don't even have to pay me. Can I come in? Ooh, your room looks just like mine. And it's got a king-size bed too. I love king-size beds. All that room to move around on. So like, ooh. I see you have a ring on. You're not married, are you? You aren't. Oh, I don't care either way, but fucking married men is so sexy. I'm really hot. Yay! I'm so glad you think so. I just love dressing up in slutty outfits like this one. It makes all the guys stare at me. And, well, I already told you how wet that gets me. I just can't help myself. I put on sexy clothes, I wear red hot lipstick, and the guys just, I should stop thinking about it. It's making me, so did you like, want to have sex? Because I saw you staring at me and I thought, ooh, I bet he wants to have sex with me. I bet he's like totally getting hard in his pants over there. Come on, were you? A little? Yay, I knew it! I totally knew it! Just a little? Oh, more than just a little. Ooh, baby. You know, when a guy gets a hard on looking at me, I just. God, it gets me so wet. It's like, I can't help myself. Ooh, look, you can see how hard my nipples are through my shirt. No. No touching them, not yet. Yeah, they are pretty big, aren't they? Like, okay, so when I was younger, I had these tiny little boobs, and I was so embarrassed by them. So then, like, I got this friend, and she said, you should have sex, that'll make them grow. So, like, I started, you know, sucking guys' cocks and swallowing cum, and it totally worked. It totally worked. See, they started growing, and so now that I'm an adult, they're the perfect size. Guys stare at them constantly. Guys like you. And they always want to grab them, but I always stop them before they do because it's more fun to play games first. Oh, what kind of games? Oh, well, like, there's all sorts of games. Like, red light, green light, or Mr. Wolf, what time is it? Or, ooh, you know what my favorite game is? Simon Says! My name isn't Simon. My name's Honey. It's just the name of the game. But what you do in this game is like you have to follow my instructions whenever I say Simon Says. And if I don't say Simon Says, you don't do it. The fun part is, the fun part is if I try and trick you and you don't get tricked, I take off some of my clothes or I do something sexy for you. And And when I get all my clothes off, you get to fuck me. But if you do get tricked, I put clothes back on or I make you do something to punish you. And you can't come till I say. That's the most important rule. If you do, you lose the game. It's really fun. You wanna play? Oh, why not? It's a fun game. Besides, if you win, you might get to have sex with me. Actually, you might get to have sex with me if you lose, too. Come on! I saw you staring at me all night. I know you wanna. Come on! Yay! Yay! I love playing Simon Says. All right, let me put my purse on the end table here, okay? Okay. Now sit on the bed. No, silly, we're not playing yet. I guess you're right though. Okay, so like I will take off one shoe. And whoop, there it goes. It's off. I think it's gonna be hard to trick you. Simon says, sit on the bed. Ooh, I like seeing you on the bed. Makes me think about sex. Ooh. Okay, Simon says, stick out your tongue. Simon says, touch your head. Not that head, silly. You're so bad. Simon says, rub your crotch. Ooh, look at that. You really are getting hard, huh? Rub it some more. Aw, I thought I could trick you. Okay, I'll take off the other shoe. And done. Okay, so I'm gonna like lean in. Simon says, kiss my boob. I said kiss, not nibble. You're a bad boy. But, why don't you kiss it better? Oh, you didn't get fooled again. You're too good at this. What should I take off next? Ooh. I'll take off a stocking. Ooh. You're staring at my legs. Do you like them? I wear fishnets because it makes guys stare at me. Makes me feel like a total slut. Oops, it's off. You ready to keep going? Okay. Simon says, unzip your pants. Simon says, put your hand in your pants. Ooh, are you rubbing it in there? You are, you bad boy. I didn't tell you to rub it. Simon says, stand up and pull down your pants. Oh, wow. You're really bulging out of those boxers. Touch it for me. Aw, I can't trick you. Damn. Okay, I'll take off my other stocking now. I love playing games. So much fun to play games with boys. I mean, sometimes the guys get so into it, they don't even realize I'm tricking them. Okay, Simon says, put your hand on your cock. Ooh. I really want to see your cock. It's so not fair that it's still hiding from me. Simon says, start stroking your cock. I want you to get a nice firm grip through your boxers and start sliding your hand up and down. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like that, big boy. Ooh, you follow instructions really well. Okay, Simon says, Look at my tits. Yay. Ooh. Now I'm gonna turn around and Simon says, look at my ass. Oh, you're stroking a little faster now, aren't you? Do you like my ass? Are you imagining me all bent over the bed for you? Oh, you're such a bad boy. Simon says, slap your thigh with your hand. Hard. Like that. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, see, bad boys get punished for staring too much at the pretty girls. You like to stare, don't you? I bet you like to touch even more. Come on, baby, I'll just move back a little bit and touch my ass. I didn't say Simon says. I tripped you. Oh, you gotta be punished again. Simon says, remove your boxers. Oh, wow. Baby, you have a nice cock. I get so wet when I see cocks. Oh, God. Oh, I'm such a nympho. Now, Simon says, slap your cock. No, I told you that you had to be punished for getting tricked. Do it! Yay! That was sexy. Simon says, spit on your hand. Simon says, wrap your hand around your cock. Now stroke it. Oh, you didn't get tricked that time. All right, like, what should I do next? I could. Oh, I know. I'll tell you a sexy story about this one time I met this guy. He was married like you are, and oh. I'm so silly. I'm sorry. You told me you weren't married. Oh. Okay, well, he was totally into bimbos like me, and he made me play with toys for like an hour straight. Oh, it was so good. I had them in all my holes. I had a toy in my ass and a toy in my pussy and his cock in my mouth, and oh my God. Simon says, play with the head of your cock. Oh. And he kept playing with my tits and thrusting the toys in and out of me. And he kept calling me such awful names like bimbo and slut and whore and brainless nympho. Oh, it only made me hotter and hotter, and I just couldn't help it. I started coming and coming with his cock in my mouth, and I started shouting like, loves fucking me like a bimbo. He called me his bimbo. Isn't that sweet? Okay, baby. Simon says, hold out your hand. Tell me, do you want me to suck on your fingers like that? I didn't say Simon says. You have to be punished again. Simon says, slap your balls. Oh, but if you don't do it, you'll break the game. Yay! Oh, did that hurt, baby? I'm so sorry. Simon says, start sliding your hand up and down your cock again. Oh, yeah. Simon says, play with the head of it with your thumb. Oh, I love watching a guy jack off. There's something about how his hand moves up and down his shaft like that. And like how hard it gets. Oh, look at that big head bulging with every stroke. Oh God. Did you like my story, baby? Oh, yay, I'm glad. Oh my God, I came so much. I love being full of cocks and toys, but you know what I really like? I especially love giving blowjobs. Simon says, tell me, do you like blowjobs? Oh, of course you do. Can you, like, oh God, can you imagine my big red lips kissing the tip of your cock? And wrapping around the head and sliding deeper and deeper and deeper until it's in my throat. God, I love cocks in my mouth. Tell me, baby, should I do it to you? I didn't say Simon says. You got tricked again. Uh-oh. Simon says, stand up. Simon says, turn around. Simon says, keep stroking that cock for me, baby. Time for you to get spanked. One, two, three. Ooh, you really are a bad, bad married boy for breaking the rules. Oh, I know you're not married, but you're wearing a ring. Besides, I think it's so sexy to spank married guys. Oh, it just, ooh, gets me so fucking hot. Come on, baby. Simon says, tell me if you're really married or not. Okay, Simon says, lay down on the bed. Oh God, I'm so fucking hot. I just want to get out of all my clothes and just like fuck your brains out. But first, tell me, are you cheating on your wife? I couldn't trick you. You're too good at this game. I think you deserve a reward. Let me get my purse off the table, okay? I have condoms in there. Don't get too excited, baby. Fucking me isn't your reward. I'm gonna tell you another story about myself first. Is it sexy? It might be sexy. 'Cause you see, when I was in school, I worked really, really hard. I worked so hard that I won awards, you know? And then I went to college, and when I got out of college, I graduated cum laude, and then I became a cop, and then I quit. And I was totally not a slut. But I learned that if a guy thinks he's gonna get pussy from a dumb bimbo like me, he'll do anything. So, when I get hired by a guy's wife to make sure he's not cheating on her, it's usually pretty easy to tell. I hope you don't mind I took pictures of you with my phone. Tricked you? Aw, don't be like that. Stay on the bed.
I happen to have a gun in this purse, along with a video camera that's recorded this whole exchange. Why, yes, you have been set up. My name's not actually Honey, obviously, but it was too good not to use. It's not like I didn't give you ample clues. Your wife, she sends her regards, by the way. She now has proof you've been breaking the prenup. I can imagine that means she's gonna take you to the cleaners in the divorce. Bitch! Is that the best you can come up with, really? I'd have called me a bimbo wannabe. I wasn't lying when I said I like playing games. I wasn't lying when that said that made me hot. Now, I'm just gonna back out of this room. My husband is waiting for me back at my hotel. I'm sure you understand. As I told you before, he loves fucking his bimbo. Sorry that you didn't get to come, but now you get to play a new game. Divorce court says!